News Talk 1620 WTAW, Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse, City of Bryan, is on our turf after we were on the city's turf about this time on Tuesday, standing near some burned out trash trucks.
Yes, and we are still under investigation with those trucks. We have, through the insurance that the city has, the insurance has sent in more engineers for us, forensic engineers who are going to be assisting. But this probably will be somewhat of a painstaking process, and we don't really necessarily expect a final answer right away. As we spoke on Tuesday, these are a complex type vehicle nowadays, just as in any of y'all who are driving fairly new cars know that we've got more complex systems built into them. They're always trying to put something new into our vehicles. Well, the trash trucks are no different. They're trying to come up with better systems, better electronics, better fuel economy while doing the job they do. And so they are a complex vehicle, and it will take some time to go through that.
Any idea where it started, which one of the four trucks may have been the point of origin, or at least the point of origin that was the closest truck, if it wasn't the truck that was the actual source?
Well, we're kind of surmising based on your first look and a level of burn and so on. We start to put that picture together. That's real preliminary. We also look at wind direction, which was slightly out of the north, as far as where the fire may have traveled to. These are all very beginning basics. Things that can affect that, though, as the fire goes through, the growth pattern across the vehicles and burns other parts of the vehicle, and other things are added in, say fuel spillage from failure of tanks and hydraulic fluid from a failure of a tank. You get some other patterns that start to pop in there, and that can throw you. You got to watch for that. But it's kind of looking like it might have been the second vehicle, our third vehicle in the line, where it might have began just from the basics, but we're still putting all the pieces together.
It's not necessarily at the point where you see the most intense heat or damage. And I'm basing that, of course, on my expert skills watching all sorts of crime shows over my lifetime.
Right. And, of course, with the crime show, obviously, they get it figured out in about 20 minutes, minor plus or minus a couple of commercials. And reality is a little bit away from that. Sometimes the large-scale burn may be after we have a bunch of extra fuel added to the fire. It may be after a few more things get rolling and the BTUs start increasing and we start getting more heat build up and then other things ignite. And so just where it burnt the worst is not necessarily where it started. And we have to go back looking for an ignition source to see where we think it started and how it progressed.
You mentioned a moment ago about the complexity of the vehicles because of technology. Can any of that technology help you?
Well, it can help us.
Even though the vehicles are damaged?
Yes. Some of it can, and some of it can make it just a bigger puzzle. Vehicles built when you and I were children, pretty much you turned the key off and everything went dead, and that was the end of it because all it had was a motor and the headlights and so on. Now we've got things that have memories in them. We've got computers in that thing. We've got all kinds of things that have to have a backup bit of electricity running to them just to keep all that memory going and keep it ready for the next time you fire it up. And so turning the switch off doesn't necessarily completely kill the truck. So now we've got to look at what systems were still energized. Was there an issue with any of them? Those may be very burnt away and very difficult to tell. So it is a very interesting puzzle.
Well, I can't wait to see the end result once the puzzle's all put together, if it can be put together.
If it can be. Arson is one of the, I mean, not arson, but just fire investigation in general, is a investigation that oftentimes we do not get to the end. You are burning up the exact thing we need to look at to see about where to go back and find an ignition. And quite often, our evidence may be destroyed. And it does make it difficult at times to get to a final answer.
And we've got a scoop, and not before, since you mentioned the A word, I want to repeat what you said initially day before yesterday, is that right now there's no evidence of that or even any sort of incendiary advice being involved.
That's right. That's why I backed up to fire investigation, was because we, in this case, have not found anything suspicious as of yet. I say yet because we're still in the investigation, but we have not found anything suspicious yet, and most of the loud noises that citizens heard that they were concerned about, it might be something exploding, and in their minds thinking some kind of explosive device or something like that. We have not found any evidence that direction, and there is many, many things on those types of vehicles at large, that are high-pressure systems, that are sealed-up containers, pressure cylinders. The tires are at, 75 or 100 pounds. There is a lot of things that make a lot of noise when they go pop.
Thanks again for the update, and perhaps in a couple of weeks we'll get more.
All right. Thank you.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.